So, wir kommen zum nächsten Vortrag und wir wollen weiter, so wie wir das den ganzen Tag schon uns bemühen, Bezüge herzustellen, ein bisschen die gemeinsamen Spinnennetze zu weben, wie die Themen ineinander greifen. Und genau da wollen wir jetzt auch weitermachen mit unseren nächsten Sprechern, die nämlich zwei wichtige Themen zusammenbringen, die wir heute schon vielfach adressiert haben. Nämlich zum einen das Thema digitale Transformation und zum anderen das Thema Nachhaltigkeit. Die Frage ist, wieso muss man das denn eigentlich gemeinsam betrachten? Was hilft es einem, wenn man das gemeinsam betrachtet? Und warum gehört das überhaupt zusammen? Wir freuen uns, dass wir hier zwei Experten von Futurize dazu haben. Zum einen Mary Jackson als Head of Intelligent Services und Ecosystems und zum anderen den Managing Director, der das deutsche Strategy und Culture Team leitet, nämlich den Sven Anwar Bibi. Herzlich willkommen.
Hello, everyone. When we just talked, we found out that we prepared basically everything. But the only thing we didn't prepare was how to introduce ourselves. So,
yeah, I think an apology would be a good way to start. After a full lunch, we're going to start switching to English. So sorry about that. It's a little mean.
Yes, but let's kick it off. We're going to talk about twin transition, digitization to support, on the one hand, sustainability, but on the other hand, to how to reach actually sustainability goals through technology and transformation. But to kick it off a little bit, let me tell you who we are in the first place. So we've been born basically in 2000 in Helsinki. We're a Finnish company, and we always put a lot of focus on progress and people. And in the early days, before everyone was basically understanding the, and were able to grasp the impact that technology would have on our world, we were really looking into how we can use technology to make things happen. And usually we do that in very interdisciplinary teams. So Futurize is a bunch of 800 plus people, six countries, around 63 different nationalities, with a number of family companies that are complementary to our businesses that we founded at some point in order to provide our customers with the best services possible. We are a number of designers, technologists, people from business that thrive to do sustainable business and projects for our clients. When in 1987, the United Nations Brundtland Commission was trying to understand what sustainability actually means, it became very clear that sustainability means fostering the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to go about their own needs. Now, when they did this in 1987, which is some 35 years ago, they definitely didn't have the real strategy at hand that was guiding them towards the future. When we were asking recently in a study that we conducted with 250 leaders from German industry, what do you recognize as a company in terms of the sustainability and digitization challenges, we were understanding that, what was it, 26% were pursuing separate strategies, which means one-fourth of the companies and organizations were not looking into twin transition in a way how we believe it's necessary today. But on the other hand, we saw that 30% were actually doing so. That's a good sign and a positive sign that needs to be pursued and understood. Now, if we talk about the balance between sustainability on the one hand and digitization and digital transformation on the other hand using technologies, we see that we have to talk about sustainability in a way that we look at economy, we look at social and environment. I'm not talking about anything new here, but it's about the sweet spot, and it's about understanding how we can change from the old picture, where it was a lot about customer centricity on the one hand, but also about growth and profits towards a more holistic and systemic approach, where we take into consideration that the difficulty that we are facing today is way more complex. And the complexity of the world that we are acting in and the complexity of the moving targets that each and everyone within this room definitely is exposed to currently needs us to foster a very technology-driven and data-driven approach towards looking into those problems. Now, what's very clear is that the extractive businesses do no longer have a future. And if we look at the conventional business models that we have been seeing in the past, we don't believe that we can stay there. It's more about taking different steps towards the future. So if we look at what are the different steps, the first step is that we have to understand where we are. Understanding where we are means we have to understand our business purpose. We have to understand how our business purpose actually impacts our operations, how our business purpose manifests the way how we deal with products and services, and how that is actually lived within the community of our customers and our own people. And at the other, on the other hand, the second step that we need to undertake is we have to understand where we need to evolve to. What is the area where our businesses really have deficits? What is the delta that we have to gap and bridge? And how can we use data and new technologies in order to make us capable of doing so? As a third step, and this is definitely something that I can see most companies struggling within today, is that we need to have the ability to monitor the impact. So looking at twin transition as the overarching topic, we see that a lot of companies are struggling with ambidexterity. They don't really know where to start. As we saw in 1987, when there was the definition about sustainability, there's the huge leap that we can see from back then to today. But what is still the same is that the complexity is still around. So companies are struggling on the one hand with improving and innovating their products and services, but at the same time, they really will need to understand how they can actually optimize, improve, and innovate their own businesses and organizational models. That is enabled through data, and we strongly believe that with this complexity, we can only work and we can deal with it if we look into data. Again, going back to numbers, the complexity is something that some 28% of the business leaders mentioned on their behalf as being one of the challenges that they are facing. So the topic of ambidexterity, where on the one hand you have to improve your products and services, but on the other hand you also have to work on improving your organization, is something that creates a lot of complexity. And usually we are totally overwhelmed by how to start off with. What is the first step that we need to take? And we looked together at the first step. But at the same time, we see that 18% of the people that were answering the survey said there's a lot of opportunity in there. We can see that dealing with transition, digitization, and sustainability, on the other hand, creates a lot of opportunities. And those opportunities not only deal with your own business solemnly, but also you have to understand how to involve your environment and your ecosystem. So how to think systemically in a very holistic way and enable customers, enable your stakeholders, enable your own people through data to understand where you are and what needs to be done in the future.
So getting a little bit more concrete, we are going to talk about a specific case study that we worked on for a business in Finland. And the question is a bit about how data can be used as an enabler for reducing food waste and promoting smarter consumption. The company we're going to be talking about is Kesko, which for those of you that are not familiar with Kesko, it is a grocery retailer brand in the Finnish markets, in the Nordics. There are about 1,800 retail shops, and the reason why Kesko had approached Futurist was their business was slowing, and they knew that they needed a new way to differentiate themselves in the market. From the customer side, customers wanted to have more access to local options, and their local retailers wanted the ability to be able to have direct contact with their customers, but also be able to optimize for their local markets instead of having a one-size-fits-all approach. So how can data transparency support sustainable consumer behaviors and enable local chains and new partnerships? There's different approaches of how retail brands can have their strategy. It can be very often a one-size-fits-all, so every chain would have basically the same assortment, or you could try to differentiate to your local markets. When differentiating, there's always a risk behind that because you might not be successful. And what we did with Kesko was we created this platform ecosystem. And mind you, none of this happened overnight. There was a lot of innovation in between. We was testing and validating, and this started as a large workshop with both the consumers, with the different retail groups, and the strategy side of Kesko. And on the left, or your left, you'll see Keiroaka, which is a customer-facing app where customers could make a wish list for what products they wanted to have. And those were not just products that were in Kesko, those were overall products, so I could say generally what types of products I'd want to see. On the right-hand side, you'll see Konakmarkanointi, which is K-Marketing, and this was the local retail-facing data platform. And here I could see what items were in my stores, what was selling, and what wasn't selling, and additionally, getting this information about what customers expected to see. The advantage of this was that it allowed those local markets to customize to their customers and what they wanted. It allowed them to see and innovate and adjust their assortments based on that feedback that they were getting for customers. So you have this really nice approach where you have this ability to iterate and to find new partnerships that are fitting for that market segment. And additionally, it allowed them to see not only what was selling, but what wasn't selling, and adjust to avoid food waste. A part of this as well was that in the marketing app, they were able to have direct contact to their customers and push items that would perhaps go bad otherwise. Another side of this was the Ko Oketsed app, where customers could see everything that they've purchased and the carbon footprint of those items. So they could see, for example, if I bought meat, salt, or sweets and dairy products, what was the carbon footprint of those items that I buy on a day-to-day? And this allowed more transparency for consumers to shift their behaviors. So having a fuller approach of not just telling customers, you know, eat less red meat, but also seeing on their applications what impact that has for their consumption behaviors. In addition to that, they could also see things like what was a local finished product versus what was something that was imported. And of course, we know that buying local has a shorter supply chain and also creates new economy and opportunities in the market. If we zoom out, what does this ecosystem look like? So this data ecosystem enabled different partners in various ways. You have the local Kesko retailer who has a now direct contact to their customer and has the ability to see what's working, what's not, and adjusting their assortment. You have the local producers, which now are able to work with a brand like Kesko. And the Kesko is able to also test and see, hey, does this work in my local market? Does it not? And try new partnerships. And then from the consumer side, they're able to have this transparency of what good behavior looks like and adjust their consumer behaviors and consumption. So, why this matters? For Kesko, this created an opportunity to become one of the largest locally produced retailers in the Nordics. They have over 60,000 locally produced items that they're selling in their markets. And they had a 10% increase of local food providers within 1 year. And additionally, this awareness of what was selling and what wasn't and being able to push marketing to items that were going bad to being able to adjust their assortment allowed for a 13% reduction of food waste, which goes towards their UN Sustainable Development Goal 12, which is by 2030, reducing industrial food waste by 50%. So not quite there yet, but again, sustainability is not a destination, it's a journey, and it's about finding that balance of the economic impact, how you can empower people both socially and environmentally to make good decisions in the different partnerships. And we're a firm believer that sustainability, digitalization can empower people to make better decisions, both for businesses, for consumers, and for partnerships. But of course, change does not happen overnight, and it has to be an iterative approach. And also in this project, this was not the end goal. It was a very iterative, it was testing things, it was seeing what was working, and constantly, you know, changing the strategy as well. But again, if we think about the first step forward, taking a step back, understanding where you are, what are the strengths of your businesses, where are the risks in your businesses if you don't act, understanding where you need to evolve, how are you measuring success today, And how should you be measuring success in the future, also considering those risks if you don't? And then finding digital solutions that meet your needs and monitor impact with data. This came up a couple of times earlier, talks of finding the correct solutions and not just applying digital strategies or data strategies for the sake of doing it, but really having a key focus in mind of what you want to achieve. And then, of course, partnerships came up a lot today as well, that it's not just about enabling yourself, but enabling others and finding opportunities to involve others within your partnerships. And we are a firm believer that data is a key in this. Data offers transparency that can highlight where real problems are. Data allows us to monitor our progress to do better. And data has the ability to empower effective human behavior change through shared knowledge. So a question we'd like to leave you with. How are you using data to enable your customers, employees, and partners for a sustainable future? Thank you very much for your time. We are futurists, and if we'd be really curious to continue conversations with you all where you are in your journey. We also have a long road ahead of us, but learning and iterating together is something I think we can all continue to do. So thank you.
Thank you very much. We're running a bit out of time, but just to put it in a nutshell, just a final question, maybe.
Yeah, spot on.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Would you say that you should rather balance the digitization and the sustainability, or more like in your use case, look for the sustainability to use it, or the goals you have for sustainability to take them and use them for the digitization, either on one or the other way?
Well, there's no way that you will create progress and innovation if you don't balance out the, on the one hand, the goals for sustainable development of your own organization and of your organization within a landscape or within a market or within a global environment. And on the other hand, you have to implement and achieve some kind of a digital maturity and digital mindset of your own organization that enables reaching those sustainability goals. So balancing both, as I said earlier, is the topic of ambidexterity. What to start off with? What is the first step that you take? And once you have the dialogue within your organization that you really organize a good assessment and observation of where you are today and what could be incremental steps to slowly get things done and to start making them tangible and visualize them so that people can actually build some kind of an identification with those changes. I mean, we talk about a classical change process here. Then you get sustainability goals embedded within your organization, embedded within your DNA, embedded within your culture. And that is the beginning of a story where technology will emphasize, enable, and empower organizations to really thrive towards becoming more sustainable in the future.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.